Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's Breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday, where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Kale and Company, weekday mornings, 6 till 10.
The details that the Daily Mail has on the now deceased victim compared to what the mainstream media has put out in basically their politically correct copy and paste job.
Yeah.
We'll examine that coming up at the bottom of the hour. Also, is Joe Biden about to pardon Tony Fauci? We'll get to that coming up this morning. And CNN wars are being waged, and Jemele Hill has finally weighed in on the election loss of Kamala Harris. All of that plus the cut sheet and Tony Bruno coming up later this morning. But before all of that, as the music bed has now perished.
By the way, just for the people at home, that music bed is 6 minutes and 46 seconds.
Yeah. Proof that we talk way too much on this show. But let's get to the news. Round number one at 6:07 right off the top here. The great Dawn Stensland.
And good morning, Kale and Company News Live this morning, sponsored by Holland Floor Covering. So I'll begin where yesterday we talked about this trash dispute, this tiff that resulted in a shooting in Philadelphia. Well, now a woman is facing multiple charges after a shooting, that shooting in North Philadelphia, that investigators are saying started with a dispute over the placement of the trash. 37-year-old Tanisha Holloway, charged with aggravated assault, possession of an instrument of a crime, and reckless endangerment, all kinds of charges here. By the way, there was a 17-year-old who was also questioned by police, who was a witness, simply a witness at this crime. But this all began on North Hicks Street on Tuesday night after a 30-year-old man was shot in his stomach, in his middle section, in his legs, rushed to Temple University Hospital, where he remains, by the way, in stable but critical condition this morning. And it all started with a fight, verbal fight, over the trash on the curb. And it ended with this shooting. So the woman, allegedly, she is the one who fired the shots from outside her home into the front door where the victim was standing. And so she was not happy with, apparently, according to the police, where he was placing the trash.
I'm telling you, men right now, whether it's your wife or a female neighbor, don't get into trash wars with chicks. They will shoot.
Words of wisdom with Nick Cale.
That's right.
So police called to the scene. They rushed this the man, presumably the neighbor, rushed him to the hospital. Two guns were actually recovered at the scene. And they're still asking police to call in if there were witnesses and looking for any further information on this. But right now, she's the only one charged in this situation. We have a sad update to that search for a missing grandmother we told you about yesterday. Quite a dangerous mission to try to find her. She was literally swallowed in, this is outside Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, but she was swallowed by this sinkhole as she was with her granddaughter and then searching for her cat, who usually was inside, had somehow gotten outside of the house, or maybe the little girl let her out. But they, you know, the sinkhole wasn't there and swallowed this grandmother. And they found her shoe. They could see through a camera, some more than 30 feet down, that they could see one of her shoes. But they have now called this a, they've called it off, even a recovery type mission. They've called that out because it's just too dangerous.
So it went from rescue to recovery to we assume she's dead and we can't even find the body?
Well, because they believe that area where the shoe was, then she further was essentially, this is a horrible story, but the ground is so soft. And now we have all the precipitation going on, too. But at that point, it just went down further.
Oh, boy. And that was 30 feet to begin with,
I think, right?
Three stories.
But it's a just a horrible story. And even some of the search crews were, you know, it was emotional.
Yeah.
To give up the family, you know, her daughter, her granddaughter, you know, all of her kids, everyone. Jeez. Just, and they found her car nearby.
Yeah.
Thank God the granddaughter was still in the car.
Right.
So she's okay. They recovered her. Thank God she didn't walk over with her grandmother, but quite a challenging excavation underway. The real issue now, and her name's Elizabeth Pollard, this grandmother, but the real issue now, they say, is about these abandoned coal mines that weren't properly dealt with when they were shut down.
Right. Wow.
Because it's a basically a man-made sinkhole.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so that's it's tied to that. The last time these coal mines were in use in the early 1950s.
Wow. Unbelievable.
So her heartbroken family, you know, thanking those search crews. They also said that even if somehow she was down in one of those mines and trying to survive, it has to do with the level of oxygen that's available down there. They've said there's no way, you know, unless it's some kind of a, at first they had hoped for a miracle at this point, not so much.
Wow.
So it's just, what a tragedy. Jeez.
Terrible way to go.
My God. We also have another, there's a lot of updates in the news, but we have this update on, remember we talked about the cute little, the little Shih Tzu, the little doggy with the little tutu.
At Target, right?
At Target.
Yeah, the Target tutu.
This was the talk of actually the Piazza.
I know. Last night at, it's adorable.
At the Piazza Mercedes opening, everybody wants to know what happened to this cute little dog.
That's right. Nobody cares about Biden and pardoning and this. They care about the little tutu.
The little tutu. Why would somebody take this lady's dog? So she's at Target. She's shopping with her dog. Apparently, she had to go to the bathroom really bad. She sets her little dog, who we now know is named Mila. And Mila's a little girl puppy with a tutu, obviously.
So the owner had to take a Shih Tzu. Got it. All right.
That's why you can't bring a dog into
a retail establishment.
Yes. Just stop with that.
Yeah. Well, do what I do. Stick it in the cage. You know.
Yeah. So the little dog, maybe to your point, things weren't going so well in the bathroom. And the dog, you know, scooted. So the dog was... So the bottom line, we now know who this is.
Yeah.
This is the mother of Eagles cornerback Keely Ringo. She's Hale Ringo.
Oh, okay.
And this is her 10-year-old dog.
Well, we got to get Keely's mom on the show because I had an issue with the two penalties he committed this past Sunday. We can start with that and then we'll get to the damn dog.
So she's now offering a $1,000 reward for the return of the dog. So police had released the surveillance images of these four. They look like maybe they could be teenagers, four young people who are, you know, who are in the video. You see one of them scoop up the little doggy, Mila.
Right.
But the tragedy here is, you know, that Mrs. Ringo here, she says, you know, how she loves her dog.
Mm-hmm.
This is her best friend. You know, she literally takes the dog everywhere. Please return Mia.
And when did this occur? Was this on Sunday?
No, this was actually back in late October 28th.
Okay.
And so apparently she had tried through Target to try to track these people down. The police have been tracking these people down and released all the surveillance images of the suspects, wider shots, closer. You can see who the people are.
Wow.
And so now she's saying this was the one in the Port Richmond section of Philadelphia on Castor Ave. And she says, like, please, please return Mila.
Wow.
So.
Keely Ringo's mom.
Yeah.
So what a small world.
So East Detectives Police are working with her and have been, obviously. We didn't know who it was.
Right.
And police did not release the information. She, the mom herself, has come out and said, this is my dog. I'm offering the reward. But East Detectives Police, they've been trying to track this down. They said, just give East Detectives Police a call. No questions asked, just return the dog.
All right.
So we've got that going on. The other big story right now is the weather, obviously. If you're driving in it, please be safe. It took me an hour and 15 minutes to get in because especially if you're on side streets, it's a lot of fender benders, slipping and sliding, and some down trees. We're going to see the wind kicking up, so it's kind of that spattering between that ugly. I'm sure Tony Bruno will, you know, rub it in.
Yeah.
Because this is, you know, I'm sure it's the same weather in South Florida right now.
Oh, yeah.
Just give me the damn 5-day forecast and try to be accurate. That's all I want.
But we're at 43 degrees, but it's very messy outside. And the real story moving forward today, we're going to have blustery weather, some 40-degree winds.
Mm.
40-mile-an-hour.
40-mile-an-hour.
Great.
Excuse me, 40-degree and 40 miles an hour.
Great nap weather.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah.
So, heads up on the weather. We'll continue to watch
it. It's dark at 4:30. It's just,
I know.
Is there anything good about this time of year?
No.
It's just ugly.
No.
Well, I tell you, it's why I want summer all the time.
Yeah, I hate Pennsylvania.
I did, too.
And that's why Holland Floor Covering makes your home cozier this time of year.
Is that why?
Holland Floor, yes.
This is why they created fireplaces and booze.
Yeah. And Holland Floor Company.
And Holland Floor.
The region's premier family-owned.
Floor down while you're watching the fireplace.
Right. Sit there with your little shih tzu, have a glass of Cabernet.
So Holland Floor Covering, the region's premier family-owned carpet and flooring dealer. New Carpet creates a cozy atmosphere in your home, can add warmth to any room. Showrooms in Wayne and Newtown, free samples, no obligation estimates. HollandFloor.com. Be safe as you're driving in or just stay home. Watch Kale and Company right here on YouTube.
Yeah, yeah, which is 34% of America does.
Yes.
For all the people out there, why are you on YouTube? Read the link I put out yesterday on Barrett Media about the evolution of YouTube for talk radio.
Imagine that. Us being ahead of the curve.
No columns on Rumble. All right, Skip. Or Truth Social. Or all these fringe platforms.
Blue Sky.
Where they're not rude.
By the way, I can't wait to get into this assassination thing. I am being called out by a lot of people who
some people think you're the shooter.
Who are like, you have no idea what you're talking about. Road Warrior is just like, he has a list of things of why it was not a professional hit.
Okay.
Fulton Jack emailed me and said that these are all the reasons why this was not a professional hit.
So. Okay.
I agree.
We'll get into it soon.
All right.
Professional. We'll talk about it. Kale and Company News Live.
All right, Dawn. Thank you very much. 6:18 on this Thursday morning. Let's get to another big take.
The Big Take on Kale and Company.
And it is brought to you by Budget Blinds, Media Bias, and Censorship. The two sins of speech that is perpetrated by not only legacy media, social media, and the government. I believe if you fear speech, you fear truth. And I think it's more apparent than ever that many of our institutions in the United States know that they are losing the stranglehold they've held over Americans for decades. As more and more evidence becomes available that said institutions are losing their grip on narrative, information, and agendas. The legacy media is dying. Social media has changed drastically in just the last 2 or 3 years. Liberal publications, outlets, and platforms facing their toughest challenge to date, fearless free speech and facts. The government knows the adversity it now faces. News networks are bleeding away audiences. This country is no longer going to allow propaganda, misinformation, and disinformation, and downright lies to shape the future of the country. I believe that is one of the things that the 2024 election taught us. And Donald Trump is what Dave Chappelle would call an honest liar. Elon Musk has FU money, and he's ready to fight against the machine, and so are countless others. But what is the mainstream media's biggest sin? Is it, as Dawn calls it, media bias by omission? Is it censorship, the silencing of opposing viewpoints, and the suppression of truth? Who's the biggest culprit? Is it legacy media? Is it social media and big tech? Is it our own government and federal agencies? The latest example of what is undeniable still centers around Pete Hegseth, the combat veteran and former TV host at Fox News, now Donald Trump's pick for Secretary of Defense, is at the center of a media and governmental bleep show. We discussed yesterday many layers to this story. Is Pete the best guy for the job? Are the reports true? Do morals and character matter for a position like this? After all, he didn't break the law. Allegations remain allegations. Granted, not the best when it comes to personal ethics, but that's almost all of government and politicians. We talked about Ron DeSantis potentially being Trump's pick if Hegseth decides to step away. And the nomination process appears to be too daunting. But Jimmy Fallon of Fox News put out a great tweet yesterday that got me thinking about all of this from a smear job standpoint. And Jimmy, who you can hear weeknights at 7 here on Talk Radio 1210, tweeted the following, quote, NBC runs with anonymous sources who say Pete Hegseth hits the bottle, but ignores everyone on record who says Doug Emhoff hits his girlfriend. This is why the liberal media deserves the death it's dying, end quote. I think Jimmy is 100% spot on. And if you recall in the fall, leading up to the election, the Daily Mail and the New York Post had countless stories about Kamala Harris's husband, Doug Emhoff, ranging from confirmed and verified stories of impregnating the nanny in his first marriage, to accusations of slapping other women, to other allegations of sexism and misogynistic behavior in the workplace at his LA law firm. Now, take all of that reporting that NBC claims to have done on Pete Hegseth which include allegations by former TV colleagues who claimed he was a heavy drinker and it carried over into his work on television, and compare it to the coverage, or lack thereof, from NBC and other legacy media outlets when it pertains to the second gentleman. I dare you. Do a side-by-side comparison, okay? Why would Doug Emhoff not be under the same microscope that Pete Hegseth is? All you'd have to do is swap that little D with a little R next to Doug Emhoff's name, and he'd get the same treatment. But because he's a Democrat, married to a female vice president, who is running for president, who is non-white, it was radio silence. Literally, journalistic malpractice. Why? Agendas. Pete Hegseth's mom appeared on Fox News, and she had this to say about her son amidst all of these allegations and reports. Listen and watch this.
You never in a million years thought you would be doing this.
No.
Because you didn't realize that this email you wrote in 2018, somebody leaked it to the New York Times.
Correct.
And they printed it.
Correct.
I'm going to read part of it. You say, this is to Pete, during the 2018 divorce. You say, I have no respect for any man that belittles, lies, cheats, and sleeps around. And you go on and say, you are that man and have been for years. And as your mother, it pains me and embarrasses me to say that, but it is a sad, sad truth. You say, we still love you, but we are broken by your behavior and your lack of character.
Mm-hmm.
When you wrote that, what's the backstory? What was going on that made you so angry you wanted to write that?
Well, I will tell that story in a moment, but let me make two statements first, and one is to President Trump. And I want to say thank you for your belief in my son. We all believe in him. We really believe that he is not that man he was 7 years ago. I'm not that mother. And I hope people will hear that story today and the truth of that story. So the other thing I want to say is I am here to tell the truth. To tell the truth to the American people and tell the truth to the senators on the Hill, especially our female senators. I really hope that you will not listen to the media and that you will listen to Pete.
Well,
that was Mama Hegseth with Papa Ducey on Fox and Friends yesterday in the morning. You'll hear more of that as well as Pete with Megyn Kelly in further detail coming up on The Cut Sheet. The New York Times leaked a private email that Pete Hegseth's mom sent to him in the middle of a tough divorce years ago, and then she apologized with a follow-up email just 2 hours later. In my opinion, there are far bigger issues with our politicians in America than anything that Pete Hegseth may or may not have done or said. But let's hear from the horse's mouth. Hegseth joined the Megyn Kelly show yesterday and wanted to give a little bit of his side of the story. Here's just a small portion of it. Listen and watch this.
All right, so it's been an all-out assault since Trump named you.
No doubt.
I mean, from alleged rape allegations to allegations about your marriage to financial mismanagement allegations at your companies that you ran, your foundations, I should say. How's it going with Trump right now? Is he so far standing by you, and have you spoken to him?
I spoke to him this morning, Megan. I mean, he's amazing. He's a fighter. He's been through this himself, and he told me the last thing he said to me, well, two things he said to me when I left his office when he chose me, was, well, besides what he said about being a warfighter, we can get into that, was, you're going to need to be tough. You're going to need to be tough. But he paused again as I was walking away and said, but you're the man for this moment. I chose you because you're the guy that's going to put the warfighters first. We haven't had that. We need a guy that's kicked down doors and understands the consequences of war and why us deterring war, fighting it, and winning it is important. I mean, he gets it. And we can get into the policy of all of that. But ultimately, he reiterated the same thing this morning. Hey, Pete, I got your back. It's a fight. They're coming after you. Get after it. I think he'll be delighted that we're talking today.
Yeah.
And we're going to do more talking because for so long what was said about me, what has been said about me, it was so ridiculous and all anonymous that we didn't want to give it oxygen. You don't want to respond to things that don't merit response. And so we have it. But the sitting here with you and going forward, you know, the media is driving with this ridiculous narrative. It's our turn to It's our time to stand up and tell the truth and our side. And he knows that. And so he supports me. We talked. I won't betray what we talked about specifically. But he said, you go meet those senators and I've got your back. It means a lot to me. Tells you who that guy is.
We will see if Hegseth survives or if he is Gates 2.0. But much like with Matt Gaetz, Pam Bondi was likely the better choice. If we are sticking to merit-based principles, and much like with Pete Hegseth, Ron DeSantis, if he's willing to take the job, and if he's truly offered the job, would likely be the better choice. Again, merit as the guiding principle. Media bias, though, is one thing. Censorship equally as bad, if not worse. Trump's head of the FCC, Brendan Carr, coming out and saying he vows to smash the censorship cartel, which he claims is a top priority. Carr saying recently that, quote, combating tech censorship is going to be one of the top priorities for me. We need to restore Americans' right to free speech. Facebook and other companies have been part of the censorship cartel that have worked in conjunction with advertisers. They have worked with government officials to censor the free speech rights of everyday Americans, and that's got to end because censorship isn't just about stopping words, it's about stopping ideas. America is a country of founders, of people that have pushed boundaries and pushed frontiers. They have innovated. When you silence speech, you silence ideas. So when you look at all of this right now in totality, MSNBC lost half its audience. CNN still tanking. Newspapers out there losing hundreds of thousands of subscribers. Liberals leaving X. Good. All of these people are only interested in cosmetic diversity, not diversity of thought. Legacy media, social media, the government, media bias, censorship, all meant to create a one-way street in the marketplace of ideas, when in reality, America is a seven-lane highway of ideas. And why are you so afraid of other ideas and other options? But the more you resist, the more you'll lose, as all of these institutions continue to die a slow death. And that's the big take.
The Big Take on Kale and Company.
Brought to you by Budget Blinds. The holidays are coming. Budget Blinds, your one-stop shop for blinds, shades, shutters, custom drapery, and motorization. Visit budgetblinds.com for a free in-home consultation and the only no-questions-asked warranty in the business. Schedule your holiday consultation today and ask about their special radio offer. We'll get some thoughts on what we just talked about in the Big Take. 855-839-1210. Your tweets at 1210WPHT. Your comments on the YouTube chat, youtube.com/at1210WPHT. Hit the like and subscribe button while you are there. And then we'll get into United Healthcare and much more as we continue this morning. Cut Sheet at 7:45, Tony Bruno at 8:30 on a Thursday morning on Kale & Company on Talk Radio 1210WPHT.
I said yesterday I'm taking Oregon against Penn State. By the way, you can hear it all here on Talk Radio 1210WPHT this Saturday night at 8 p.m., pregame coverage starts at 7:30. The spread for this is Oregon -3.5, and I just think that is, I think Oregon's too good against Penn State, and I don't think it's going to be close. I'm taking Oregon -3.5 for Saturday night, but you can tackle the NFL all season long on FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino. It's America's number one sportsbook. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets if you win. The FanDuel Sportsbook app gives you everything you need to place live bets all in one place. So when you get a hunch in the middle of the game, you can check out the latest stats, view live play-by-play, and so much more on the same page where you place your bets. Visit FanDuel.com/Greg today. FanDuel.com/Greg today. You'll get started with $150 in bonus bets if you win your first $5. That's FanDuel.com/Greg. Make every moment more with FanDuel, the official sportsbook partner of the NFL and 1210WPHT. 21 and over, present in PA. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets, which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's Kale and Company on demand from Talk Radio 1210WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
Let's finish up with some of the Pete Hegseth stuff. And look, I totally understand why he would go on with the Megyn Kelly Show, big platform, oh, by the way, on YouTube. And, you know, give his voice, his thoughts. You try to sit back and remain quiet. You don't want to breathe life into something. But this is not going to go away. The only thing I disagree with is having your mom on television. I can only say if this was me, if this was my current career, which is, you know, Fox News television, or my future job being the Secretary of Defense, I get it. You're talking about a great job, great pay, and then all of a sudden being a part of the Trump administration. So who am I to sit there and say, well, you don't know until you walk in those shoes? That's fine. That's a fair counterpoint. I probably would not have had Mom out there doing interviews, fighting my battles. But Dawn, I know you had some thoughts during the big take on Mama Hegseth.
Yeah, Mama Hegseth is first of all, as I'll say this about Mr. Harris, Kamala's husband, he's not running for office. So I would say that it's true that if he were, you know, if his Republican wife was the Veep, it would have been all over the place. But it is different. You are held to a different standard when you are, you know, put up for either you're running for office or you have been a nominee for Secretary of State of the United States of America. Mm-hmm. So I will say that. But I will also say Tim Walz, for example, Governor Walz, who's speaking out, by the way, about the CEO that we're going to talk about because he's from Minnesota.
Right.
You know, Tim Walz, think about how much they gave him a pass, mm-hmm. even during the Veep debates.
Yeah.
But I will say, should we all be vetted? You know, if you're nominated, of course. Okay, I'll give it that. But the problem is some of this stuff is so old and they don't have any tangible evidence.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's bothersome to me. But as far as his mom, when have you seen a nominee's mom speaking out? Like, that is just, Mom, this is not about you.
Mm-hmm.
So she obviously, first of all, Mom, your job is to love and support your child, your son or your daughter. And so she obviously was getting involved in their divorce, which is a real problem, which tells me she probably was involved in the marriage,
mm-hmm.
which is another real problem. Mm-hmm. As hard as it is, I think, to not be involved in the lives of people you love. But for her to want to be on Fox News and to interject herself shows you that's just a problem. And so she needs to shut it.
Don't you think she probably talked to Pete about this? I mean, I can't imagine that she just popped up on TV without the knowledge of Pete beforehand, right?
I mean, I think that because she obviously wrote the email and maybe sent it to his ex,
mm-hmm.
you know, in emotion.
Yeah.
And then the ex showed it to everybody or whatever. And
right.
Now it's public.
Right.
And so that's why, hug your kid, like, don't get involved in their marriage or divorce.
Do you think the media tour that they did yesterday will boost the odds of Pete surviving this? Because I get the feeling that it's probably on the other side of 50-50 that he does not survive, even though it seems like Trump's words are saying, hey, man, I've been through this, you're tough as hell, keep fighting, they're going to throw all the S at you that you could possibly imagine, and then some, but keep pushing. I get the feeling he does not survive this. And here's what I hate about this. I said yesterday, I think the anonymous sources and the quotes from those who deliver, I understand journalists have to offer that protection to get the access. So this is not a swipe against journalists, but this is against those who have a beef or an axe to grind with somebody that won't put their name to it. And then you drudge up stuff from 7-8 years ago, whatever it might be. Like, who are we to sit there and judge somebody on what they did 7, 8, 10 years ago of the mindset being, well, you're not going to change. People change all the time. People change political parties. People, as they get older, go from being liberal to centrist, from centrist to conservative. How do we know that Pete Hegseth hasn't changed? And that's not to defend what he did. Womanizing, drinking, cheating.
Well, that's the problem with what the mom said is that, oh, he's changed and he's found Jesus and this and that. What? So then you go, well, wait a minute. Is the rapey thing, is that now real? You start saying, what was going on? So that's the problem. The mom actually muddied these waters, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
And so if I were a media advisor, I don't think I would advise that mom to speak out, because it's more about her. She was, you know, she's very judgy.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Still, she's judgy.
Yeah.
And say, well, he was, I don't, you know, he's changed, but I don't, you know, condone what he was. It's like, oh my God.
Yeah. Right.
You know, that was not, to me, she really was not helpful.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the truth is that what he's saying is he was going through the military, he was having whatever, he may have been drinking. I think he's referring to the fact that he's saying that he was not faithful to his wife.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think at any point he has said that he assaulted anybody. He and other witnesses have said he never assaulted anybody, he never raped anybody. And also, the military group that he was involved with, they have released all kinds of statements and records saying that the media narrative that he somehow was booted from this nonprofit organization representing military veterans,
mm-hmm.
that's a complete lie.
Yeah.
They've said that was not at all what was going on
but
here.
But the New Yorker, according to reports,
and the New Yorker is horrible.
Yeah, but the New Yorker article is not journalists writing the story. It's from the affidavit. Like, it's compiled from the affidavits.
The legal document. Yeah.
The legal documents that they compiled to oust him.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So it's not like it's some anonymous sources here and an anonymous source says this. This was the actual legal document that they used to oust him from this group.
The way I look at it, there are other documents.
All I'm telling you is that the New Yorker also then, you have to go to the group and you have to do both. So if you have something that says one side, I mean, obviously they were having a mismanagement issue that was going on before he was even involved in their group.
Mm-hmm.
He actually disagreed with the way that they were managing the place.
Yeah.
And it was a longstanding problem.
Right.
So they got into a battle with it, and he ultimately said, I'm stepping away from this.
But here's the ultimate.
So give both sides, Greg, to my point here.
Sure. But the ultimate question you have to ask yourself, for a position like the Secretary of Defense of the United States of America under a presidential administration, is it a disqualifier to be a bad person morally that you would not want your daughter to date or marry? I would not want Olivia and Mia to end up marrying a Pete Hegseth based on what he has done to previous women in relationships. Does that disqualify him from being the Secretary of Defense? If he's the best guy, in my opinion, absolutely not. If you think Pete Hegseth is your guy, and I love what Hegseth said about when he was quoting Trump in the Megyn Kelly interview of, we need people that have kicked down and knocked down doors, right? People that know what it's like. Because we're all against the war machine, right? We're all against the military-industrial complex. Everybody on this show can't stand people like Lindsey Graham and Nikki Haley and the warmongers. If Pete Hegseth is the guy to keep the peace element of peace and prosperity under the Trump administration alive for a second term, then he's the guy. And if that's the case, then Trump should absolutely use a recess appointment on him. However, if you think it's too toxic and it's not going to go away, and you can get as much, if not more, out of somebody like Ron DeSantis, who at this point, according to all sources, is as clean as a whistle, well, then you have to Matt Gaetz him. None of us are going to be able to make that decision, though.
Yeah, that's
up to Trump.
He was so. I know that Hegseth was on Capitol Hill again yesterday, meeting privately with all these Republican, you know, senators and different Republican officials and that sort of thing. And you know, the headlines: Wall Street Journal, Hegseth not going anywhere as senators air concerns. There are reports that all the Republican senators are going to vote for him. Then there are other reports. I mean, this is the whole vetting process.
Mm-hmm.
So part of it, I agree that we have to vet everybody. But on the other hand, I think that spot on, you know, your big take this morning talking about the biased media is spot on. But we know that. We know that the media is incredibly biased. They're going to take all the cheap shots in the world. They're going to quote sources that, you know, and I don't know who these so-called anonymous sources are, but I, you know, we can, there were some good guesses on social media yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And these are Democratic operatives, and they're some of the things I believe are 100% made up.
Yeah.
That's honest to God. When you look at all of his colleagues and people I know, because I did work at Fox for nearly a decade, I will tell you that on the inside, he was a pleasure to work with. He was not some alcoholic raving, you know what I mean? So this is a hit job by the media. is does he have stuff in his past? Sure, sounds like he admits that he does, and mm-hmm. he went through a nasty divorce, and he used to, you know, party or whatever. But is he some rapist, raving drunk? No.
Well, I think there's a difference, too, between what, you know, Hegseth has done in his marriage versus what Gates allegedly did with a minor, right? Like, one's a crime and makes you a criminal. The other is, yeah, you know what? The father-in-law probably doesn't have great things to say about that guy. Two totally different elements when we talk about somebody's personal character. There's a difference between just making poor judgment and being morally a scumbag versus being a criminal. 855-839-1210.
It's just icky.
It is.
And that's the piece of it. So it's and so when you're a conservative, like, and Trump knows this, right? That you have to be held to a higher standard. And Trump, I'm sure, is watching all the media reports.
Well, and then what also happens if he does decide mm-hmm. to zip Hegseth, that's two guys in a row now that, quote, the mainstream media got the best of you on. And then it opens up the floodgate. Who's the third? Who's the fourth? Is Bobby the next one to go? Is Tulsi Gabbard the next one to go? Although, I will say this, and I'll contradict what I just said a little bit, even if he keeps Hegseth, the media is not going to stop. They're going to keep moving on down their list, right?
Exactly.
855-839-1210. We'll come back, put a bow on the first hour of the show. What did Senate Majority Leader John Thune have to say about Pete Hegseth and Donald Trump moving forward? We'll give you that as we put a quick bow on the 6 o'clock hour. And that's coming up next here on Kale & Company.
And the 6 o'clock hour brought to you by Winter Ford. The Winter Ford Cherry Hill Get Ready Holiday Sales Event is here. See Dino Rucci and his team for discounts and rebates of up to $10,000 on new Fords. Call 800-428-4000 for details. Check your savings at winterford.com. That's winner, W-I-N-N-E-R, Ford.com.
This is the Kale & Company podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD and on the free Odyssey app.
Kale & Company, as we continue on this Thursday.
Speaking of YouTube, by the way, I just want to thank everybody for everybody who wakes up with us early, early, early every morning at 6 a.m. and comes on the YouTube, chats with us. I read, you know, I'm here reading the chats, even the awful ones about me. But
start at 6 a.m.
Thank you. And we are being noticed, by the way, by the industry for our YouTube feed and the YouTube popularity that we have. So I want to just thank everybody. If you have not done so, please hit the subscribe button and hit the like button on the YouTube page and the YouTube thing. We broadcast all day long. The media industry bigwigs are taking notice.
Yes.
So I appreciate that.
The only thing that can the only thing that can derail this is when YouTube decides to take us down over a clip we play.
Yep.
Or if Phil Omquist's cameras all of a sudden freeze up.
The numbers we saw, and I know I've gotten a lot of pushback about, oh, well, you should go here, you should go there. The numbers we saw about how many people, just regular people, view, consume YouTube, like, it is insane, especially like men 18 to 49. It's insane. So, you know, this is where we're going to be. This is where we're going to stay. I know some of you are like, oh, what about this? What about this? But this is where we're going to be. And I thank everybody for joining us every day, whatever time it is. Thank you for that.
That's right.
We appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there are other stations in the country that there's a, you know, there are layoffs, there are cuts, and it's only because of you and joining us every morning.
Yep.
Seriously, that we can be here in this platform.
Yep.
So we thank you so much.
Yep. Just imagine if Greg and I dressed like adults on YouTube, how much the viewership will go up now.
Yeah.
I mean, Dawn's got the whole visual thing. Greg and I are still workshopping this thing.
Schlubs.
Yeah.
Stop.
Yeah. Exactly.
I don't know. I think Nick won the best dressed award last night.
You know, the
Piazzas
came up to me and they said, so, adjustable pants, huh?
Actually, Philip, during the commercial break, can you put up that picture of us from last night at the Piazza dealership there in Westchester, the Mercedes-Benz dealership? Can you put that up during the commercial break so people can see, for everybody who didn't wake up with us at 6:02.
Yeah, all right, let's wrap up the hour. I want to play you Senate Majority Leader John Thune, who, unlike Mitch McConnell, will not freeze up like our cameras. Here was his thoughts on whether or not Pete Hegseth will survive and if Donald Trump will see this thing through. Listen to this.
Bear and Bill Malusian, our reporter, said that Mar-a-Lago, President-elect Trump, is considering the possibility of Ron DeSantis, the governor of Florida, to be the Secretary of Defense nominee. That would mean that Pete Hegseth would no longer be. Have you heard from any senators about that possible switch?
Well, I think, Dana, the important thing is the president is still committed to the nominees that he's put forward. There's a lot, as you know, swirl around this process. There always is conversations on, side conversations that go on. But, you know, at the end of the day, these nominees need to have the opportunity to make their case. I'm meeting later today, I think it's been reported, with Pete Hegseth, as are many of my colleagues. And I think the readouts from these meetings are he's very smart, and he's got, you know, great experience, obviously. He's a combat veteran. So we're going to give him the chance to make his argument, make his case. Clearly, he's going to have to answer some hard questions, which he is, based on the reports I'm getting from the meetings he's attended so far. But that is part of our process. And under advice and consent in the Constitution, our responsibility as the Senate is to give him that process and to determine, based upon confirmation hearing and background search and things like that, their qualifications for the office.
All right, so that was John Thune yesterday. Quick survey here, quick poll. Let's go on record, if we don't mind. Does Pete Hegseth survive and end up becoming Secretary of Defense?
No.
Nope.
You say no.
Nope.
All right, so we're all in agreement.
Yep.
All right, I'm going like 60-40, he does not, no. But we shall see.
But part of this is, think about it, Trump is smart. He gets this out early, because you might say, well, why doesn't he release the list late and then go to say, he's getting this done early to get the media vetting out of the way, so that, boom, he gets an office, everybody's vetted.
Mm.
Good to go from day one.
Don is okay. 100% correct.
All right, next level chess. I like it, actually. 855-839-1210. We'll come back hour two on the way.
And if you're on YouTube, we will. Phil has the photo of us from the Piazza dealership last night. That'll be up during the commercial break.
Yeah, just don't zoom in on the pants.
Oh, no.
Leave the pants alone.
Spanx Tux Pants.
Spanx Tux Pants. Nick Kale here for Spanx.
Start your day with Kale and Company. Weekday mornings 6 till 10 on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and the free Odyssey app.